He's not a great workhorse, just some maintenance work. He worked early this morning. I thought he worked terrific.
And Shigoff, just talk about his
morning. He's a little different. We worked him by himself for the first time. He's been getting a little aggressive in his work, so I thought he went terrific. I'm just so thrilled with his work. He's a little bit better of a workhorse. Got over the surface well, galloped out strong.
Yeah, they did look like two very different works. Is that just because they're two very different horses?
They really are, yeah. And as they develop, you know, we adjust their training. And Chagall's just a bigger, stronger, more willing workhorse. So we sent him alone today. And like I said, it's the best he's ever worked in my eyes. And my man Sam's a horse that appreciates some company. He's never been real flashy in the morning. That's exactly how he works when he runs well. Just some easy maintenance work. He galloped out strong. I read flew in to breeze that horse, and he was just over the moon about it. And so both horses did what we want them to do.
Can you sort of talk about my man Sam? He's kind of a little bit under the radar because he hadn't been in a lot of the big races until the Bluegrass.
Yeah, he's only run one stake race, and he ran terrific from the 14 post in the Bluegrass. Was lucky enough to get up for a second and get the points to be in this position. A rapidly developing horse with a lot of talent that should get a mile and a quarter.
Can you take us back to the trip for Shigoff in the wood, just to, you know, his trip there?
Yeah, the whole situation didn't really work for him. You know, first of all, the racetrack, it just wasn't for him. It rained all day, and he'd only run on dry track. He's undefeated on a dry track, and he just didn't even break well in the mud, and did try to make a little bit of a run there around the final turn and ran into some horses in front of him, had to stop. As y'all can see this week when he's here, he's a huge horse with a big stride. He's like a big locomotive going downhill, and I'm not sure how much stopping you can do with a horse like that when you have his momentum going. And it's just one of those things that happens in a horse race sometimes. But the track was dry today, and he worked terrific.
Both look like they're taking to Kentucky. The weather, all their surroundings very well.
Yeah, they are. They're doing very well here. That was part of the plan to bring him here early and get two works over the track and get him settled in, and so far it's working.
So who is Sam?
Sam is the son of Mr. Saul Kuhman, an owner, part owner in the horse, and he's been very lucky naming the horses after family members. Lady Eli's named after his wife, and this horse named after his son, so it's working so far.
Yeah, he's becoming a real player in the game.
Yeah, he owns a lot of horses, and he's done very well so far. He's learned a lot, and he's lucky.
Speaking of Lady Eli, just a quick update on her, how she's doing.
She's doing great. She's already had a handful of workouts. She's now in New York, Belmont training. No immediate plans for her, but we're real happy with how she's progressed.
Would an off-track be a concern for Shigoff then, or are you going to hope that the Churchill Downs off-track's different from an aqueduct off-track?
It's definitely be a concern. You know, if it was an off-track, you know, and he's training well, we'd certainly run, but we're praying for a dry track because, like I said, he's undefeated on a dry track. If by some chance it was an off-track, we'd be hoping that that's the case. Maybe it's just Churchill's off track is different. But when a horse runs so uncharacteristically on an off track and is only start on it, you're not really looking to run him on one.
Looks like you're the main story this morning. Everybody's here.
I guess no one else breathes this morning. Not really. I guess no one else breathes today. I don't know. But I did, and I was happy I did. I thought the track was good. I thought it was better than yesterday. I worked my Oaks filly yesterday. The track was in good shape. I thought today the track was great. It dried out a little bit more. And, I'm happy with the decisions we made thus far.
How do you feel about your chances coming into this one? You're coming up to this Derby in a stronger position than you know, we know you've had great success with turf horses and other stakes winners, but just talk about the Derby experience for a trainer.
It's just a great position to be in. I've run only one time in the Derby 3 years ago, and I thought we had a strong chance there as well with Normandy Invasion Horse ran great. I think both of our horses fit. They're training well. I think our filly for the Oaks fits, and I'm just not really looking to come over here unless I have a horse I think can win. It's just not part of our program.
Are you concerned at all that with two Derby horses and an Oaks filly, you're going to get a reputation as a pigeonhole, as a dirt trainer?
Please. No. I'm happy, you know, most of all for my staff. They work really hard, and we have excelled with turf horses. And you hate to be, you know, with all the hard work you put into those turf horses and winning the races at the highest level, you don't want to be punished for it in a way and not be sent dirt horses. And, you know, I work for a great guy, Bobby Franklin. He won races on both surfaces at the highest level. I'd like to think I learned something from him, and I think we're showing if we get the opportunity with good dirt prospects, we can get here.
What is the biggest thing you learned from Bobby Frankel?
I think patience with the horses. You need to read them and kind of go on their schedule. And you have to be willing to make adjustments along the way. And, you know, if they need time, you need to give it to them and kind of consider the feedback they're giving you and put it to good use. You know, he was very good at that.